This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The number of investigations into the CIA's destruction of videotaped interrogations is growing. Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee got a chance to ask the CIA director why his agency destroyed the tapes. Afterwards, Committee Chair Jay Rockefeller said the committee will lead an inquiry into the destruction of those tapes. The Justice Department and the CIA have already launched their own investigations, and the House Intelligence Committee intends to do the same. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, this was a closed-door session at the Senate Committee. Any indication at all of how the discussion went?
Robert, Senator Rockefeller and Senator Kit Bond, the ranking Republican member of the committee, as well as General Hayden, did come out afterwards just for a few minutes. Rockefeller said there were lots of questions asked in the hearing, why these videotapes were destroyed, who made the decision to destroy them, and in his words, how come we didn't know about it? General Hayden said he'd had a chance to lay out the history of the tapes, why they were made in the first place, why they were destroyed. He said he explained the process by which the decision was made to destroy them. That's important. But Hayden also made the point that he wasn't there, either when the tapes were made or when they were destroyed. So there'll be more hearings where other people from the CIA who were more closely involved in this process will come and testify. Rockefeller said it was incomplete.
Mm-hmm. Given all of the other inquiries, what's the purpose of the inquiry that Senator Rockefeller announced?
Robert, the House and the Senate inquiries with the respective intelligence committees are effectively parallel. I think they'll sort of ask the same questions. This is the way Congress works. And I would say their concern is largely oversight. They want to know why they were left out of this process. Now, the CIA Inspector General, that inquiry is necessary, if nothing else, just to get the questions together that everyone is asking. They want to, so that will be sort of a more of an internal inquiry to prepare the agency for these investigations. The big one is the Department of Justice inquiry. That could lead to an investigation of whether there was any obstruction of justice. Now, the Attorney General, Michael Mukasey, said today that the Justice Department inquiry at this point is preliminary to determine whether a full investigation is warranted.
But the issue of obstruction, I assume that relates to the destruction of the tapes, as opposed to why the tapes were made. That's another question. And also, what was going on during those interrogations? That would also be a question.
Yeah, Robert, the thing is that we now know that the only thing new here, at least as far as the leadership of these committees, is the destruction of the tapes. We now know that the chairman and the vice chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees were told that some videotapes had been made of the interrogations. We've also learned over the past week that the two committees received a written report in May 2004 from the CIA Inspector General in which he, the Inspector General, specifically referred to the videotape of the interrogation. So the existence of the videotapes themselves is not something new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole committees didn't necessarily know that because we have very limited briefings, as you know. And another question is whether they took full notice of what they were told because they can't take notes and it's very limited what they can discuss. So at this point, yes, it's largely about why the tapes were destroyed. However, the fact that the tapes were destroyed has made some members suspicious that maybe the interrogations themselves were more extreme than they'd been led to believe.
What do we know about the current status of the interrogation program?
Well, we know, Robert, that the most extreme methods, waterboarding, have been discontinued. And the House and Senate negotiators, by the way, just reached agreement on a bill that would limit the CIA and other intelligence agencies to those procedures that are permissible under the Army Field Manual.
NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.